I have to admit there's a tiny part of me that wonders if the Steelers will be really good. Just tiny and just wondering. Because I do think that there's some potentially pretty explosive young talent over there. Who am I talking about? Troy Fatanu, for one. Peyton Wilson, perhaps, for another. Derek Harmon, obviously. Caleb Johnson. Just a small part and just a wondering, a passing wondering. Many wonderings wander through during the course of a day, Sean, don't they?
Yes, they come and go very quickly.
What do you wonder about this team?
To me, the biggest thing that I wonder is, will Rodgers look serviceable? Will he look better than what he has the last couple of years? Or will he look like a quarterback who has fallen off a cliff in terms of his ability? Because it really could go any of the three ways, and I don't know which it's going to be.
It's 17 long games. That's the thing.
And is why the first month is not necessarily indicative of what the team's going to look like at the end of
the year. They better do some winning in the first month. That's for sure. First 2 months, really. Anywho, Dan Zangrilli's coming up top of the hour, and I have so many questions for him about the pending MLB trade deadline. What is Ben Cherington?
He will be in the studio.
Beautiful.
You'll see him face to face.
50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township, and The Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. John Wehner called the morning show. Did they know how early it was out in San Fran? Were they aware of this?
No idea how time works, it seems.
I mean, you'd think that they were, but it was like 5 a.m. when this dude woke up. And my understanding is, and I haven't heard it yet, it was some combination of funny and Wehner now hates Crowley. I don't know. Can we listen?
Yeah, I think that's an accurate description. Here we go.
John, are you out there on the West Coast?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Well, don't you guys watch?
Last night, John, I don't even need truth serum. Yeah, we ain't watching that. John, we count on you to tell us what happened.
All right. Well, I'm here. I'm ready. I was excited.
It's 5:37 in the morning.
It's 5:20.
Yeah. Yeah. My bad. I forgot.
Funny. You guys, John, are funny. What I was in L.A. Same thing in L.A. I'm like, well, they did it to me in L.A. I know they're going to do it to me here.
John, were you worried yesterday about like a tsunami coming in? Like, in all seriousness.
No, I was not.
Okay.
I was not. I was worried about not waking up for this great show of yours.
That is tremendous. That is absolutely tremendous. Do they not know that he's out there?
Apparently have no clue. Yeah. I think it was something that they realized at the moment that they actually had him on the phone. They're like, hey, we got to talk about the game in San Francisco last night. Oh, he's probably should be sleeping at this hour. I mean, 5:30 in the morning is a pretty early wake up.
That was great. Hey, the Yankees have brought in a guy. Did you see that?
I did. I have no idea who that is, though.
Neither do I, but he crushes left-handed pitching. Austin Slater from the White Sox. Why would anybody know who he is? He plays for the White Sox, and they gave up a pitching prospect who's in Double-A. Against lefties, he hits an 859 OPS, 522 slug. And it reminds me of what could also be some solutions for the Pirates. Like, I still don't know why they haven't tried Joey Bart at first base in a platoon with Spencer Horwitz. Like, they're going to have to, no matter what they do at this deadline, and probably even in the offseason, there's going to be some holes in the lineup next year. So they're going to have to get smart about platoons and things like that. Do you think they're going to trade Key Brian Hayes?
Well, I don't know if you saw this. Apparently, Charlie Hayes had an interesting tweet, which he said, you know, basically speculating that something could be happening with Key Brian. You know, I don't know a team is, you know.
Tell me about that. Tell me more about that. What do you mean?
I'll have to look it up specifically because I don't want to misquote. But it was something along the lines of Charlie Hayes, former Pirate himself, saying everything happens for a reason.
Yeah.
And so he wasn't explicitly saying this is referring to my son getting traded or whatever. But that was kind of implied when you you know how tweets go at this time of year. You say something indirectly and all of a sudden people think it's...
Yeah, it gets a little tiresome when the parents become involved.
Everything happens for a reason with four exclamations, Charlie Hayes.
And tell me some of the reaction below that, if you wouldn't mind. That's what I always get
Nick
curious
Gonzalez's
about.
Mustache says, please no. With the frowning
please
face.
No what? Please no, don't trade him?
Yeah,
is Nick Gonzalez's mustache out of its mind?
Yeah, I think a lot of people... Well, I mean, to be honest...
What else are people saying?
More responses than not are positive towards Keith Ryan.
Let's hear some of it.
Because they know this is his dad, right?
Well, yeah. Do people care about such things on social media?
Some normal people do. Don't listen to all this yapping. He is a great Pirate and a great player. I hope he doesn't get traded.
I mean, who would write that? I don't want to be mean-spirited, and I won't. Key Brian Hayes is one of the best fielders that I have ever seen in my life at any position. But it's just a fact that he can't hit major league pitching. And it's killing the Pirates. It's one of the things that is absolutely killing them because they paid him. Did they pay him big major league money? No. Did they pay him big Pirate money? Yes. And he's horrible. That's not an opinion. That's a fact. In his last 720 at-bats over two seasons, he has 6 home runs. He's hitting .236 this year with a .290 slug. That's almost hard to do. He's such a good fielder, a great fielder, that his WAR is still positive at a 1.2, but he is a horrendous hitter that you can't live with unless he's a luxury in an already good lineup, and we all know that's not the case. He's an anchor on this team.
I just wonder if he could even start on a playoff contending team, even as good as he is defensively.
I think he can, yeah, if he's a luxury player, sure. Yeah,
you,
I mean, that's a big deal.
If you say we have 7 competent hitters, 8 competent hitters, and he's the lone guy that we can just punt on
like you would do
with a catcher in the past.
Sure, and he has gotten hot at times in his career. I realize that. He's coming off a month of June where he hit .301. So there are times, yeah, absolutely. But it's not, it hasn't worked here. So I think that's almost a positive tweet from Charlie Hayes. Like everything happens for a reason, exclamation points. Yes, this could be best for both sides just to move on. Please move on.
You're probably in this scenario getting nothing of value back, and that still might be a win for the Pirates because we know they are, you know, so against going out and spending money that they could reallocate that, whatever, $7, $8 million a year, hopefully towards something more productive offensively.
Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Extremely hot again with a high of Lawrence Timmons, 94. All right, coming up, let's talk about Key Brian Hayes and Mitch Keller and David Bednar and some of these possible bats in return. A guy never shy of an opinion, Dr. Daniel Zangrilli, is going to be in studio with me. Let's break down the deadline next on Pomp and Joe.